Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
They come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go crack.
Welcome back. It's 1710. We're rocking and rolling in the USA. It's Independence Day in America. Happy 4th of July, America. Be happy, be safe, celebrate, but always remember. Always remember what happened on this day. Always remember what has happened since the original 4th of July. Always remember the sacrifice, the commitment, the belief that people had. The agape love, the people who loved us enough to sacrifice, to build something that could be passed along to you and me. Let's never forget those people. Gene Greisman never forgets them. Gene is our good friend, the author of The Words Lincoln Lived By and a number of other books, including The Achievement Factor and et cetera, et cetera. He's one of the top Lincoln portrayers on the planet, probably in the galaxy. And he's been a member of our Brain Trust for over 14 years, and I promise you, folks, he's my good friend, and yours too, whether you know it or not. Dr. Gene Greisman, welcome back.
I'm glad to be with you. By the way, speaking of the book, The Words Lincoln Lived By, if I could say something, I take a little justifiable pride in that book.
You should. It's my favorite.
I'm going to be going up to Springfield. I want to work with some scholars on a new book I'm writing. And I called the Lincoln Library up there in the bookshop just to see if they had any of the Words Lincoln Lived By, because when I go, I'll autograph some of the books.
Right.
And the woman, oh, yeah, she said it's one of our favorites.
Well, and also Lincoln Speaks to Leaders. That's another great
That's
book.
That's right.
That's your most recent one. Hey, Gene, thank you again for hanging out with us. What does the 4th of July mean to you?
4th of July means to me that the great experiment at telling people that they can run their own government of the people, by the people, for the people, as Lincoln famously stated mm-hmm. in Gettysburg, that experiment has succeeded. Not that we haven't had our difficulties. After all these years, we still somehow can't seem to learn how to run a state election, but you think with as much practice as we've had,
think we'd be able to
elections,
you think that would be we'd fall off the log doing that, wouldn't you?
That would be the easy part, wouldn't
right.
you think? And we're still struggling with that one, but I mean, it's not perfect by any means.
Well, Gene, you know the problem with humanity, don't you?
What's that?
The problem with humanity is the humans.
That's right. But let me say, while we talk about our problems with democracy, all you had to do is read a little bit of medieval history to understand that people had problems with kings, too.
There you go. That's the human part. Yeah, that's right. Hey Gene, you've recently made a trip to Homestead, Nebraska, didn't you?
That's right. Actually, there is in Nebraska, it's in a little town called Beatrice, just a few miles out of Lincoln, Nebraska.
Yeah.
There's an
mm-hmm.
irony there, isn't there?
Mm-hmm.
It's called the Lincoln National Monument. Pardon me, the Homestead National
right.
Monument. And it is dedicated to the Homestead Act and to the homesteaders who came out there. Now,
mm-hmm.
that doesn't mean a lot in our history until you start understanding the magnitude. This is its 150th anniversary. Abraham Lincoln signed it into law in 1862.
Mm-hmm.
And so they asked Lincoln to come out, so I performed there under the tent.
150 years ago.
That's right.
Right.
1862 was a bad year, and it was a good year.
Mm-hmm.
And so I came out, and there were descendants of homesteaders there from 17 different states.
Wow.
To give you some magnitude, Nebraska, the state of Nebraska, got 45 million acres for homesteaders.
Wow.
And so if you lived on a section, that is 160 acres, for
right.
5 years, it was yours.
Mm-hmm.
And so this is a part of America. We give all sorts of people are part of the action. You see, in other places in the world, even till now,
right,
people can't buy land.
Well, this was manifest
destiny. The big owners own it all.
This was manifest destiny, wasn't it?
Well, that's right. That's what Seward talked about. And so it was just fantastic. But there are four things that were really big that happened in 1862, one of the darkest in our nation's history. And a footnote to that, I mentioned those four, is you can tell the greatness of an individual by what they do in bad times.
Mm-hmm.
It's easy to be generous and far-thinking in good times. But in 1862, Lincoln signed into law the Homestead Act. He signed into law the authorization for the Transcontinental Railroad. He signed into law the authorization for the land-grant universities, in other words, the Auburns and the
right.
Michigan states of
right.
the world. And he wrote the Emancipation Proclamation, which went into law on January 1, 1863. Four huge things that Lincoln did in the darkest of times.
While he was prosecuting a war.
That's right. And all the battles were going against him.
Yeah, yeah, and some of them were nearby.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah.
Bull Run, just a few. In fact, they took picnic baskets out to watch that one until the thing started going wrong and they had to scurry back to Washington.
Yeah. Wow. What, you know, people, you don't think about that. When you think about the greatness, see, this is another reason why, Gene, I've said for a long time that I believe the founders, and Lincoln probably too, were aliens. I mean, these people weren't... These were superhuman beings, weren't they? The things that they accomplished.
Well, Lincoln would be the first to tell you, I'm just a common man.
Yeah, right, whatever. Quick break, right back with Gene Griseman. PresidentLincoln.com is his website, by the way, folks. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.